When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Welcome to Pax Europiana. I'm very honored for this special occasion to meet the Honorary Consul of the Republic of Kosovo in Graz, this beautiful southern city of Austria, our second biggest city in Austria, and also the chairman of the Kosovo-Austrian Friendship Committee, and also the managing director of an important e-government and IT company in this, with also a lot of links towards Kosovo. We will hear a lot of this. Manfred, welcome very much to Pax Europiana. Please present yourself to the international audience.
Dear Gunther, thank you very much. Thank you for the invitation to the interview. As you already mentioned, I have three different hats when I talk about Kosovo and my relation to Kosovo. On the first side, as an entrepreneur with about 170 employees, working in digitalization and education in a lot of countries. We're already working since more than 10 years in Kosovo. So we are trying to support to export our educational concepts from Austria as well as ICT infrastructure, as well as e-government solutions for the government. At the same time, we also do export of IT solutions with young people of Kosovo to the whole German-speaking regions. During this more than 10 years, I felt in love with the whole region of Kosovo and Albania, of course, because they are, in summary, so lovely for me. And when I have the chance to come back to Pristina or Albania, it's for me always like coming to my second home. My second relation to Kosovo, as you already mentioned, it's already 3 years that I'm working as a honorary consul, and not only for the city of Graz, it's for the region of Styria. And within this responsibility, I try to support exchange and cooperation in education, research, as well as culture, sport. Just 3 weeks ago, I told it to you, we brought a big delegation from Styrian companies and governmental people led by the Chamber of Commerce to Kosovo to learn more about the country on the one side, to exchange experience on the second side, and to get a better impression of this wonderful country. And of course, as a second part of the relation to Kosovo in the field of honorary consul, I'm also very well connected to the successful diaspora in Styria. So, das habe ich befürchtet. Ich befürchte, es muss dann rausschneiden, gell?
Ja. Okay, das werde ich machen, kein Problem. Ich kann einen kurzen Pause machen.
And within my third responsibility, as you have mentioned before, I'm working as an elected chairman of the Kosovan Austrian Friendship Association since this year. So in summary, I'm very well connected in Austria as well, on the one side, in Kosovo at the second side, and together with you and a lot of other people, I'm strongly working for the field of Kosovo in summary.
Perfect. Manfred, let me first ask you about the Austrian-Kosovo Friendship Association. You recently became the chairman. How started your involvement and what are your plans now as a chairman of the Austrian-Kosovo Friendship Society?
I joined the CAFAT very soon after the founding of CAFAT. As you know, the founding has been done by our president, by our former president, Lukas Mandl, and he was invited to do that in the name of the Chancellor Sebastian Kurz. When he was the Minister for Foreign Affairs, he visited Kosovo and Albania and all these Balkan countries. And he thought he has to bring them very close to the European Union and asked Lukas Mandl to found this association. Within CAFAT, we already had a lot of meetings with different members of the association in Vienna, in Graz, in Pristina on the one side, and guests from Kosovo, important guests, members of the parliament, ministers, but also presidents and other related stakeholders. Our goal is to support with our strong president, Lukas Mandl, and the whole board, Kosovo in getting closer to the European Union. Actual issues we are working on is the visa liberalization, you know, still a big problem for a lot of people there. The problem with the Kosovan driving license, which is not accepted in Austria. And of course, all the challenges in the dialogue with Serbia. But besides political issues, we are also working on practical forms. So just on the way, we are working on an idea, which means there should be a kind of matching platform of Kosovarian experts in diaspora, which are interested to support the Republic of Kosovo within their expertise. Goal would be to use these competences of the diaspora for the further development of the Republic of Kosovo.
Maybe, Manfred, you can share some of your most interesting or biggest success in the Kosovo-Austrian Association. What was for you the most interesting meeting and where you have a big highlight which you want to share with the audience?
Oh, I had a lot of good chances to meet important people, and each of them was very important for me on the one side. On the other side, it was always interesting to learn from the political people as well, from the network people of Kosovo about the demand and the need. But of course, one of the most impressive was, I think it's about 2 months or 3 months ago, where the president of Kosovo, Fjosa Osmani, came to Vienna, and I had the chance to sit on the table with her and with our president, with Mr. Van der Bellen, and talk together with them and a small group of people about how we in Austria can support Kosovo and what is the picture which is being shown from Fjosa Osmani, the president of Kosovo, for the future of the Kosovo. So it was really a great chance to be at this part and sit on this table and listen and talk with all these important people.
Manfred, let me ask you, what's your main aim now as the chairman of the association? What are your plans? Do you have a specific project for the future which you want to achieve in the next years?
Yes, there are two issues that we have to solve. And the one issue we have to solve this bad situation with the driving license. If people are coming inside to Austria and they're not allowed to cross over in any way, they're not allowed to use their buses to drive here. But this means you cannot work here in Austria, which is really a pity. So we have to find a solution, and also other countries like Germany and France found already a solution. So we have to work hard on this issue. And the second big project from the political side is still the visa liberalization. It doesn't make any sense that a small country with about 1.8 million, 2 million people has a visa liberalization problem, that all these people from there are not able to come and travel within the European Union. On the other side, the people from North Macedonia, from Albania already can do that. So the number is so low. We are talking about 500 million people in Europe. So 2 million more people, maybe 5%, are traveling around. So this will not influence our life in any way. And on the other side, I think this idea to create this matching platform between the diaspora, which has a lot of competences, which are very well connected to the existing structure of Kosovo, could be also an easy way to bring the country a little bit more closer to the existing diaspora. Of course, the diaspora is very important to send some money there, to make holidays there, as they did it this year in summer. They spent 1 billion of euro by coming back to Kosovo, for example. But also the competences of these very, very intelligent people working in Styria, working in Austria, working in Swiss, working in Germany is as important as the money which comes from them.
Manfred, you are the honorary consul of Kosovo in Steiermark, in Graz, this beautiful city, and you're talking about the diaspora. There are many people from Kosovo living in Steiermark and in Graz. What's your experience? How is the integration level? How many of them are there? And how does the community life work between the Kosovo Albanians in Steiermark and the Graz business community, life in the Steiermark? Can you share some of your insights as a life as honorary consul?
Of course. I don't know the exact number of Graz, but I know there are about 9,000 people from Kosovo working and living here in Styria. A lot of them came to Styria and Graz during the Yugoslavia crisis and found a new safe place here. The University of Graz is already the second largest place of Kosovarian students after the University of Pristina. People from Kosovo working in all business fields in Syria. There are doctors working in hospitals, famous doctors already. There are political people working in high position for different parties, for the conservative, for the social democrats, and doing a very good political job in Austria already. They are leading restaurants, top restaurants. They are leading construction companies. And very, very important for us, a lot of people are working in craft and tourism. So we need this Kosovarian society here. And I personally can only say the Kosovarian society here is very well integrated in Styria. That is, for me, a best example, best practice example for my immigration. And on the other side, they still kept their culture. So I've been invited several times to celebrations of some of the associations of the Northern Styria Association, the South Styrian Association, where 100, 203 people of Kosovo are celebrating their old cultural aspects. And I feel happy with this situation. On the one side, working in Austria, working in Styria, being a part of the community, working hard to get the money, enjoying their life there, but keeping also connected to the old culture which they brought with them of Kosovo.
So very good integration of the Kosovo community in Steiermark, a beautiful region. Let me ask you now about Bitmedia, because you are working a lot on e-government globally. You are from Vietnam to other places. You have a lot of these projects. I would like to ask you, what's your impression about the level of e-government in Kosovo? How is the progress in digitalization? Is Kosovo catching up with the digital world?
Okay, so we are working there since 10 years. And as you know, during the last years, it was not always easy because of the political situation. So parties changed, new elections have been done. And if you are not able to work for at least 4 years, 6 years with one situation, with one stable situation, changes are coming very soon and very fast. And then it's difficult to implement a big project. But still, during these last 10 years, there have been a lot of changes in Kosovo. A lot of IT changes have been done. Also situations and integration of e-learning tools, e-learning portals, ICT to schools, parts of e-government have been integrated. There is a big advantage of Kosovo. This is this young population. So this young population is very, very well fit for IT. And the second advantage, they are also fit in foreign languages. So they are used to speak English, nearly everybody of the young population. A lot of people are speaking also German languages. So to bring in more e-government and more infrastructure and maybe also digitalization in education or digital education should be one of the major goals of the country. Because to prepare these young people for the future, bring it closer to the European Union, means that you have to use these existing competences of the young people. If I take a more closer view to the ICT sector in summary, you always can see a lot of Kosovarian companies who are exporting solutions all over the world. So there are young companies with 10, 20, 30 people who are doing projects for the States, for Great Britain, for Germany, for Austria and Swiss. Together with my partner, Bekim, we already have about 30 people who are doing export of IT solution for him and us to Austria, to Germany, and to Switzerland. So I think there is a big, 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 big chance for the country in the moment. But of course, there must be further ongoing investments in the youth, in the educational sector, in the infrastructure, and the European Union should be a partner for all these issues.
The chairman, the founding president of the Kosovo Association, Friendship Association, and also member of the European Parliament, Lukas Mandl, is always referring to Kosovo as a vision and the Silicon Valley of the Balkans. Do you see this opportunity? Do you think it's happening?
It sounds very great. And there is a potential to do that. But on the other side, we have to be clear, Kosovo is small. So even if we talk about having Silicon Valley, in summary, in the future, about every second job will be influenced or has a very strong relation to ICT. So with this small number of people working in Kosovo, I'm afraid it will be difficult to be the only hub. But I think the chance what we have there is that ICT will become one of the major projects of Kosovo for two reasons. On the one side, to use these young people, to use the ICT competences, but on the second side, to keep the people in the country. Because if you're going for craft, if you're going for tourism, you always have to leave the company if you have not enough jobs. But if you're working in the field of ICT, you can stay in your country, you can do your work, you can earn international salaries, but you can spend your money in your country and stay in your country at home. And this is the big, big, big advantage. So maybe it will, Kosovo will be a very important role in the field of ICT, beside all these other countries like Belarus, Ukraine, and a lot of other ICT countries already on the market. And within Balkan, I think also Kosovo could be one of the leading ones. But it's not only the goal to beat the Silicon Valley. It must be also the goal to keep jobs in the country and export IT services all over the world.
Manfred, recently a Kosovo IT company, it's called iBus World, they have rolled out a digital payment system, which is kind of surprising. You can pay everywhere in Kosovo now with QR codes. Yeah, it's very surprising. I saw it myself and I was really surprised. Do you think this has a really big impact for digital payment infrastructure and there's good potential in such companies?
To be honest, I'm not an expert of digital payment solution. It's not our core competence in the field of digitalization. So I cannot refer to iBus in detail. But in summary, there's a big demand for IT solutions in the financial market. And Kosovarian companies are very, very innovative. So maybe this could be a new big company which comes out of the Kosovo, and maybe the solution could be sold to somebody else. Maybe they have to partner with bigger other companies to be faster. But in summary, once more, there is a lot of potential as well for Kosovarian companies working in this field as also in other IT fields.
Manfred, recently you were in Kosovo with this trade mission from the Land Steiermark. I have to explain for our international audience, Land Steiermark is a very powerful economic region with automotive, with digital, with a lot of economic potential. I think it's the biggest trading partner alone of Croatia, actually, and very strong as well in Slovenia. And now my question is, do you see after your trade mission a lot of opportunities in manufacturing, automotive, other sectors as well between Kosovo and Steiermark?
It's a very interesting question, Gunther. If you look back to Austria and look back a little bit to Styria 25 years ago, when Austria joined the European Union, Styria was a little bit in a similar situation like the Kosovo is today. There have been a little bit less ideas and interest for changes in the business sectors. Population moved from Styria to other cities or other regions or outside of Austria. Industries moved the factories in cheaper region. And so no vision for the young people to stay in our region has given. But Styria in particular and the EU accession and the funds behind was a start to develop the region. So a lot of business classes, as already mentioned from your side, have been founded in the field of wood, in the field of chip technology, in the field of automotive, in the field of HR, and a lot of other issues. All these classes have the idea to share the competences, to build up supply chains, and export together solutions all over the world. The region by themselves developed strategies in the field of tourism, tamar, wine, food, and other issues. And research and startup hubs have been set up in various places in Styria. And so the industry come back to Styria because of these startup hubs, and because of these research hubs. Now, 25 years later, Styria is a booming country. We are among the best regions Europe-wide. Our research index is with Baden-Württemberg, the second largest in Europe. And a lot of people are coming to Styria also for winery, for food, for tourism, for agriculture, to see how we live and work here. I think Kosovo is in the same situation like we have been 25 years ago. And as Styria, if we do the right steps now, I'm 100% sure in 15 years, 20 years, there will be a perfect situation in Kosovo. Of course, as already mentioned, the field of ICT. So to use these young people, good develop, cultural competences, working the same time zone like the middle of Europe, lower wages, that could bring in a very strong effort. On the second field, the field of tourism, hiking, climbing, skiing, agritourism. There are a lot of wonderful places in Pristina. Prices still low, quality is very good, and the hospitality of the Kosovarian population is really, really top. But the people in Europe have to know more about this wonderful country. And this is the challenge for us to do a better marketing about Kosovo and, of course, in summary of the region, Kosovo, Albania, and North Macedonia. The third sector is agriculture. Of course, I'm no expert in agriculture once more, but there is a huge potential. There are already a lot of companies who are exporting products in the field of culture, agriculture all over the world. So I think a lot of chances also to get in a more closer relationship to Styria and on the other side to exchange products from the one side to the other side, build common supply chains maybe in the field of agriculture and produce common products. And the fourth opportunity wasn't in my mind in previous times, but since COVID, it came up again. We learned during this crisis that we cannot count on China, USA, Russia in supply chain of important products. Because if there is a crisis and if they need the products for themselves, they keep the products. So therefore, Europe would be well advised to decide to bring back factories and production lines for essential goods to Europe. And it could be useful and cheaper and maybe sometimes more efficient to do this in Kosovo, in Albania, and North Macedonia, for example, but to be independent of these critically big players which could influence us during a crisis.
Manfred, in the follow-up of your trade mission, because there could be also many interesting partnerships developed between municipalities. Do you see interest in Steiermark to partner up with some of the municipalities in Kosovo? Because maybe Graz would be interested with Gjilan, beautiful city, and also Leoben, this capital of the metal industry, of the mining industry of Styria, maybe with Mitrovica, where there is so much to do to clean up the Trepča project, and this kind of partnerships. Do you see a potential for this intensified kind of city partnerships?
To be honest, I thought about the partnership, but I tried to start this partnership between Pristina and Graz. I know Pristina is the capital, and normally they prefer to partner with Vienna, of course, because Vienna is also the capital. But if I take a look to the cities, so the size of the city, the demand of the city, the population there, and I compare it to Vienna or to Graz, then Pristina has a better fit to Graz, of course. The university, sure. People are working here, also everything in the field of waste, water, energy. So I talked already with the previous mayor. I talked also with the previous mayor in Graz about this idea, and we thought about going on in this dialogue after the next election. But as you know, things change sometimes, and Graz is a little bit funny in the moment. Nobody knows what's going on here. I'm a little bit disappointed about this, but we have to take it, the population of Graz elected LKK, so we have now to define and also recognize how she is leading the city of Graz. And then on the second side, there will be election in Pristina in October, and nobody knows exactly who will come out. There are some expectations, and after these expectations, we will go on in the dialogue with Pristina on the one side and Graz on the second side. Of course, beside this big cooperation within these two cities, there are a lot of opportunities for smaller city corporations, and we have to find the right partners on both sides. But let's see how it's going on within the next 6 months in Graz and in Pristina. Then we have to follow up for this idea, and maybe I will really take your advice and talk about other cities as well. Yes, it's a very good idea. Thank you.
The Leoben has a lot to offer for Mitrovica, and there's huge potential on the metal sector. Yeah. Let me ask you about some economic conditions. In Kosovo, there is the euro as currency since 2002. You as an investor and as a trade partner and as a businessman active in Kosovo, what is your impression? Was this a good policy, and it is useful to have the same currency?
Indeed, this is a huge advantage for Kosovo, a huge advantage against the other cities, countries in the Balkan region, but also in other regions. And the one side, it brings more stability in the structures of prices. There is no risk of changes in the currency. Business processes are faster, and they are also more efficient, which lead to lower transaction costs at the end of the day. Which has to be paid by the companies, and there always has to be insurances behind to be safe. And finally, also the financial planning for each company which is coming to Pristina or each company which is doing export from Pristina to Europe is easier and more efficient and accurate. So I think this is a big, 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 big advantage. Unfortunately, the most of the people doesn't know enough. And so if I'm asking 100 people in the street of Graz if they know what is the currency in Kosovo, I'm sure there will come a lot of very interesting answers. So as already mentioned before, I think one of our challenges in Kosovo is to do better marketing, to show more, to tell more about the advantages and also the more efficient way how they work financially and politically in Kosovo.
Kosovo has also a very good tax system with 10% corporation tax and 10% income tax. Would you recommend that as well? And do you think that's useful?
Of course, so for any investor, a low tax is an advantage. Especially if you take the second and third advantage in this issue, that there is only small costs for employers. So additional salary costs are really low for companies and for the employees. And there are no taxes for dividend. So if you reinvest your money, there are no taxes. If you take it out, there are only few taxes. So company tax 10%, no dividend, very, very low costs for salary for companies and employees, and still low wages means there is everything perfect for doing investment at the moment.
So do you recommend investment in Kosovo?
Of course, by everybody. I think the challenge for us is, from Styria especially, is that we have very close Slovenia, and we already did a lot of in Slovenia a long time ago. Then we have Croatia, where we invested during the last 5 to 10 years. And of course, there are also cooperations with Serbia and Bosnia, where a lot of people also living here and have very strong relations to their countries. So Kosovo is a little bit more far away. It's for 8 hours driving. And so we have to jump over this point. So to get the same picture as Slovenia, to get the same picture from as we have from Croatia, and that we are interested to go there for tourism, because if you're going there for tourism, we will come back with business ideas. And on the other side, we have to do a job here in Austria, in the newspapers, in our daily speakings, to talk about the safety, about the stability, about the investment climate, about all this, what the people are looking for to come there. So that any businessman has an interest if he decides where do we want to invest our money? Should it be in Slovenia? Should it be in Croatia? Should it be in Kosovo? It must be one opportunity.
Thanks a lot for this very passionate plea for investment in this beautiful Republic of Kosovo. Now let me ask you about tourism, because I would like to ask you, what's your favorite city in Kosovo? Where have you been, and which memories would you like to share with the audience?
So I did already a lot of visits in different cities. I've been in Beja, in Brisek, in Ferezaj, but I also have been for walking and a little bit hiking together with friends there. I know from my partner there is a beautiful region which could be developed for skiing, for example, and some of the investors are thinking about it. And independent where I've been, I always was in a perfect situation of the people around. The food is great. Also, everything, you can go to a bar, you're always safe. There is no robbery. I feel really well. As mentioned already before, when coming to Kosovo, it's for me like going to my second home. But still, my favorite city is Pristina. On the one side, it's the heart of Kosovo and the cultural, politically, and economic hotspot. On the other hand, a lot of good restaurants, a lot of good international restaurants, hotels, and lovely bars are there, and a lot of nice places available around the city. So, as mentioned, the hospitality of the people, how you live there, if you're going out, you're always on the way to talk with some new friends. You drink some glasses with somebody together. Of course, there is also a very strong and very large international community there, because all the international organizations are still there in Kosovo. And so it's a very interesting mixture between international and local people who are thinking international and the original population of Kosovo. A little bit, it's for me like Brussels. I've been, we had a flat in Brussels for a lot of, for a long time, and we did a big project, and I've been there for at least 1 week per month at this time. And when I walked around, it was a little bit the same, of course, bigger, a little bit different, but also the original Belgian people are not Brussels. But in Brussels, there have been a lot of international organizations, a lot of international people, and on the other side, the Belgian people and French people, and the languages have been combined. So for me, Pristina is a little bit like Brussels.
Pristina, the Brussels of the Balkans, and that's a new slogan, I will recommend it. So Manfred, let me ask you the most complicated and the last question. Which wine is better, from Steiermark or from Kosovo?
Okay, this is very complicated, of course. But you know, it's not so difficult for me. If you would have mentioned Austria and Kosovo, it would be more difficult. But Styria and Kosovo, it's not difficult because the Styrian white wine is really great. Our Sauvignon Blanc is worldwide known. It's one of the best Sauvignons worldwide. And we are famous for our white wine region at the moment. But if we talk about red wine, there are really great locations in Kosovo which are producing great red wine, which I prefer to drink. Because Styria is no red wine region, so therefore there is no comparison. White wine from Styria, red wine from Kosovo.
Perfect. You are the perfect compromise statement. Diplomatic already arrived in the diplomatic community. Okay, good. Thanks a lot. I would like to thank you very much for your passionate support for Kosovo. You as a trade link and as a diplomatic link between this important cluster in the economic hub Graz and the Republic of Kosovo. Thanks a lot for this interview as well. And I wish you good luck with your chairmanship in the Austrian-Kosovo Friendship Society. And hopefully all these projects and the links will be very successful. Thanks a lot, Manfred, for sharing and these perspectives with Pax Europiana.
Thank you, Gunther, for the invitation. It was a pleasure talking with you today. And of course, I'm looking forward to meet with you again in Vienna, in Graz, in Pristina or somewhere. And let's go on with our work for the Republic of the Kosovo. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.